listening. Hello, and how are you? I am your girl, your diva, Sasha, coming into you live for another episode of Night Talks with Sasha. So, I don't know how your week has been. I hope that it has been a good one. I hope that you have been in a safe space. I hope that you're in a safe space now. I hope that you are relaxed and you're unwinding and you're just comfortable. I'm comfortable. I am in a safe space and I am here with you. Okay. So, tonight is Freaky Friday. Now I guess she's saying, Freaky Friday, what's that mean? Well, it means just what it says, Freaky Friday. So, two things are happening tonight. One, I'm by myself tonight. Yay! Well, I shouldn't say yay. You know, you can do this by yourself, Sasha. You don't need, you're good. Let's go. Come on. You can do it. Okay. I got you. So, that's first. Number two, we're going to be talking about some really important things, and we're going to talk about some interesting things. So, I hope that you are able to hear this conversation. I hope that you are able to hear the subject matter of this conversation and call in. First of all, if you want to talk to me about it, you have questions, comments, thoughts, share those with me. This is not something, I am not a medical professional. I am not a psychologist, counselor, or social worker. This is just me giving my opinion, right? Right. So, what I want to talk about tonight is, first, like I said, we're going to get into consent. Now, we can talk about consent across the board, but in this conversation, we are talking about sexual consent. Giving someone consent to touch you, kiss you, feel you, penetrate you, all of those things. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the times where consent can be withdrawn. And when consent is withdrawn, what happens in that situation? Also, to my guys that send out rando dick pics and stuff to women's inboxes or wherever on social media, I'm going to tell you about that as well. Because I don't think a lot of people know, or maybe they know and they just don't give a damn. But I think that you should be, a thing that women and men, because men get dick pics too. If you don't want that, you should be informed about what that means and what that is, right? Right. Also, we're going to talk about demisexuality. We're going to talk about gray asexuality. These are different ways that people love each other or have an attraction. We're also going to talk about how you can be attracted to a person's body, certain body parts. It's a thing, y'all. So let's talk about it. All right, first of all, if you want to call in and leave a comment, I'll give you the number. It is 515-605-9707. Call in with your thoughts, your opinions, questions, whatever. Call me. I am here. All right. Now, let's get into consent. As I said, this conversation came up because I was in the middle of having a conversation with someone else. And in that conversation, this individual revealed to me that they were a victim of date rape, that they had been assaulted. And in the midst of the conversation where the individual was letting me know that they had been acquaintance raped, because that's what it is. If you don't know what date rape is when you are raped or sexually assaulted by someone that you know. The actual name for it is acquaintance rape. We call it date rape. It's called date rape because a lot of times it happens after an individual has been on a date with someone. And I say individual because we have to stop assuming that rape only occurs to women. Just because we don't talk about it openly, just because it's not spoken about openly, does not mean that men are not raped or that it could not happen. So I want to get away from that stereotype that says, or where people think that only women can be sexually assaulted, even in an acquaintance rape type situation. That's just not, that's not true. So the conversation that I was having with this individual about their sexual assault, the individual said that at first consent was given, but then they said that they took the consent away, and when they decided to take consent away, instead of the perpetrator stopping, they continued on, and subsequently this person was sexually assaulted. And so I said that happens a lot, where a lot of people don't get the understanding that that consent can be even in the midst of sex. If a person says no, then all sexual contact must stop. And it's a respect factor. There are individuals that think that in some cases, especially if you look at it where the woman, in this case, where a woman may be younger and the gentleman, the man, he may be older and he thinks that he knows what's best for her or what she needs. Well, you need to go on and get that over with. Let me do that for you. You're a virgin. You need to go on and have sex. Let me get that over for you. I know what you need. It'll feel, it may hurt, but it'll feel good. No. No is no. And with saying no, we have to make sure that people understand that even if you are giving consent to kiss me and we're in the midst of kissing, that's what you have consent for. It doesn't give you the right to put your hand somewhere else on my breast or even on my back, which is not a sexual place, but it can be indicative of pulling someone in closer to you, which can then say, I could say no. because I don't want to move in closer. So that's where the conversation comes from. And I think that a lot of people, and I want that conversation to be had, and I want us as adults to have these tough conversations with our young people, with our young men, with our young girls, because we are at a time now, it's prom season. Yeah. And we're also moving into the time of spring break. And so we have our young people are going away with their friends to different places and traveling and doing things. Things, unfortunately, can happen. And you always want to prepare your young people, our young people, for what can happen. Yes, condoms for prevention of pregnancy, but there's more than condoms for pregnancy. There's more than just pregnancy. There are STIs that are out there. And if you didn't know, the term STD has been upgraded from STD, meaning disease, sexually transmitted diseases, to STI, which means sexually transmitted infection. So if you didn't know that, there is a little tidbit of info for you. So if you hear people saying STI, STDs, that's where STDs have been decided. It has been decided that STD is antiquated, because now with newer technology of health and healthcare, they are infections. And now we also have infections, sexually transmitted diseases or infections that have now become superbugs. You have super gonorrhea. And you have, yeah. And I would suggest if you've never looked up super gonorrhea, take a gander phone across the interwebs, across Beyonce Carter internet, and Google super gonorrhea. Not pretty. So, and I want us to have these conversations as adults, so that we can be comfortable and then having these important conversations with our young people, with our young ladies especially. And I think it's very important for our young ladies to know that in some situations, you can be willing and it can be consensual, but you can change your mind. I'm going to hear that. And I want this to be heard not just for young ladies, but for women my age, because there are women that are in their 40s. There are women that do not understand that they don't have to engage in sexual activity just because the moment felt right, but now you're not feeling that moment. You, my sister, you, my queen, have the right to say no. You can change your mind. You don't have to be having sex with someone because, well, I'm naked now and I fooled around and I've let him touch my vagina and he's put his mouth there and I put my mouth here. But now, okay, that's it. That's all you want now. Or, you know, you thought that's what you wanted at that time, but now you realize, eh. And so now you want to stop. You have that right to stop. And it's up to that man to respect you and to have enough self-control over himself to, even in that moment of pleasure, to still hear you when you say no and to pick up your body language. But with consent, it is better to be verbal than giving off nonverbal cues, though we do that. So, let's get into it. All right, because I've touched some of it, but we're gonna get into it. Now, there is a type of consent called enthusiastic consent. Now, enthusiastic, you say? Yes, enthusiastic. Enthusiastic consent is you enthusiastically say, yes, do it. Do it good. Do it well. I want it. Bring it here. Give it to me. I like what you're doing. That is a type of consent that you want to, one, give your sexual partner, and two, for whoever is the receiving of that enthusiastic consent, man, woman, them, they, who, whatever, you want that verbal enthusiastic consent. You want your person to be in that moment and, yes, would you like for me to put my mouth, shall do, and you also know that if a person is really into and they're giving you consent, they will guide you to where they want you to go, right? So, kiss me. I'm going to move in for that. Kissing, I'm going to come closer, pull you closer. If it's penetration, I'm going to pull you into me. So those cues are very important. So you can't be, now I understand people want to be engrossed and they want to concentrate. You got to do all that, but you can't be so engrossed in the act that you miss the body cues, the nonverbal cues that we give off. Also, the most important thing above everything, you need to be talking. Now, let's be honest. There are a lot of adults that are out here mucking around, and they not talking. Because if you were talking, you would know what you like, what you don't like, what you do, what you don't do, what you got, what you don't got. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are a lot of people that are not having these adult conversations and that are important conversations before they sleep with each other. They're just having randos. It's just random sex sometimes. Which if that's your thing, that's your thing. I'm not judging anybody. But if you're trying to go into a situation where you are looking for a long-term sexual partner, or if you're trying to make sure that you are following the rules and the guidelines because you don't want to be locked up, right? Okay. That's up to you, though. I don't judge. So you have to know these things. So let's converse. Let's talk about, before we wind up in the bedroom, let's have a conversation about the do's, the don'ts, what we like, what we don't like, what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do. Now, I know some women don't like having that conversation right off the rip of meeting someone. And I can understand that. It is a bit distasteful sometimes. But at the same time, I feel like just because I can have a conversation about sex does not necessarily mean, brother man or the other man, that you gonna get some ass. I am an adult woman that can talk about sex and not think that, oh, just because I'm talking that I gotta give you a little of my ass. No, 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 no. it's having a conversation. When the conversation comes up about us engaging in sexual activity, penetration, cunnilingus, fellatio, whatever it is that we want to do, and for y'all don't know what that is, sucking dick, eating pussy, right? Those are the correct terminology for those acts. I'm not trying to talk down to you, but I just know that some people don't know the correct terminology for certain things. So I'm going to educate you. Like, I'm going to get you across the board. We're going to know the street term, and we're going to know the real thing, okay? You ain't got no pussy. You got a vagina. You ain't got no dick. You got a penis. Now, it just depends on how you want to say it. Cock, penis, whatever, however you call meat trunk, third leg, whatever. The medical and the real term for it is penis. Anything wrong with talking and having a conversation about not necessarily what you do, what you want, and all of that, but just the general nature of having a sexual conversation, because we're adults and we should be able to talk about those things, and it not automatically be misconstrued as saying, oh, well, so that's what you like. No, I didn't say that. So I understand why a lot of women don't engage in those conversations, but it's sad that you're not dealing with mature enough people and you're not mature enough on both sides to have that legitimate conversation, because consent of a sexual nature is not just in the moment. It is a conversation. It is something that has gradually happened over time. Okay? So let's get that clear. And you do what you need to do for you. I'm not here telling you what works for me, works for me. What works for you, works for you. But just know that you have a right. And you have your right. You have a right to say no. And you have a right to say yes and change your mind. Now, will you be considered a dick teaser? I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so. Because I think that sometimes situations happen where you were feeling it at first. And then as most times with women, especially when it's a new person that we are engaging with, things can come up. You know, you get uncomfortable. You're not exactly sure if this is exactly what you want. There's a lot of things that can go into a sexual experience or a sexual encounter that can change the flow, the ebb and the flow of the situation. It just depends. So you definitely have to be ready. As I said, have a conversation. Also, again, I can't say it enough. Look for the nonverbal cues, but also be very verbal. Men are not mind readers, and nor are women. No one's a mind reader. So you have to know. You have to know within yourself and be able to say for yourself, this is what I want, this isn't what I want, and speak that. If you are not able or capable or feel secure enough in yourself to verbalize what it is that you really want to do, then maybe you need to step back and reevaluate some things, because sex may not be what you need to be doing at that time. It's just my opinion. That's all. So, again, another form of consent, we talked about the enthusiastic. We talked about the nonverbal. Some of the nonverbal clues, I said pulling the person closer, putting their hand where you want them to go, touching you, you also touching them, is some nonverbal cues of consent. The other thing that you want to do in consent is, so this one, I don't know. I'm trying to make it where, I guess I should say it, because I tried to put it in layman's terms. You know, make it very simple. In what you say and what you do with this particular consent. So basically the consent is to, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. I'm having an old person's moment. Oh my God. Okay. So the thing that you want, this particular, it's five of them, of the consents that you want to do. I lost my train of thought. I have to come back to that one. Sorry, y'all. There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. So, but I do want to say that, let me get into about the dick pic thing and consent of that. I'm gonna have to go back because I lost my thought. When it comes to, if you're soliciting, you know, you're soliciting dick pics or any other type of sexual picture and someone gives it to you, okay, you're good. But if you're sending them just randomly and you're not asking the person if they want that, like someone did that to me. I'm having a conversation and then like, I sent you a picture. Oh, okay. So I look at the, I scroll my phone, I bring up the picture, and it's a picture of him, and I'm like, oh, huh, what's that for? It was very surprising. I mean, I'm not prudish at the least, but I think that there's a time and there's a moment and there's a place for everything. And I just didn't think that that was the time nor the place, because I don't even remember if the conversation was even about it. Or whatever. So that's considered harassment. And I don't know if a lot of people know that, but that's considered harassment for you to send any type, anyone, not just men, women. If you're sending pictures of your vagina or your breast and the other person didn't ask for it, that's harassment. That's a form of assault, because you didn't get their permission, you didn't get their consent. So when women are like really like, I didn't ask you for that, and they get kind of like really perturbed and upset about it, they legitimately have a reason to get upset. They're not being some, I've heard some men define it as being feminine heart, feminine bitches or some crazy shit. And I'm like, what? You just don't want it. I didn't ask for it. I don't know you like that. That wasn't the kind of conversation that we were engaging upon. And so because you have my phone or my phone number, you have access to text me, then you think that I just want you to text me a random picture of your penis, and then you ask me for something back in return. No. Or you don't even have to ask for anything back in return. You just want to put it out there. No, that's not cool. And it's just, it's insulting. It's really insulting. Because if I wanted it, it's a different. But if I'm just, you know, trying to get to know you, and again, this is why a lot of women do not want to have conversations with guys about sex, because a lot of times, unfortunately, some men don't know how to handle themselves or know how to handle the situation about sex or what to do or what not to do. And I don't think it's that guys don't know what to do or what not to do. I think it's in the moment they just don't give a damn. And in that spirit of not giving a damn, they just go off script and do what they want to do. And then when a woman reacts and doesn't, is not reacting or reacting in the way that you think she should, then she's wrong. No, you're wrong, sir, for assuming that I wanted to look at your dick. Or if you say, because I said to someone, and they've never let me forget it in conversation. They've never, let me emphasize, never let me forget. Like, you send me a dick pic, and I said to him, oh, thank you. I'm going to send this to my girlfriend. What? Don't do that. Why you going to do that? You can't do that. That's not right. Why you? No. But you sent it to me. So now it's mine to do with whatever I choose. I didn't ask you for it. You just dropped it over here in my phone, in my inbox, on my Instagram, in my DMs, on my TikTok, or wherever the hell you dropped it. Now it's mine. I can do with whatever I want to, right? Because that's what you're saying, right? No, it's for you, but I didn't ask for it. Well, just send it back. Huh? No. I believe it. Well, just do that. Okay. That's the point. So if you can't drop a dick pic in a woman's inbox on her phone and then get pissed off mad because she decides that she going to share it. Now, I'm not saying that it's right. Please don't get that idea. I'm not saying that it's right that she got the right to do that. She doesn't, because two rights don't make a wrong. But you put yourself in that compromising position by just dropping your dick pic on somebody without their consent, not knowing who they are, what they are capable of doing, or the type of person that they are. And then when you find out, God forbid, that your dick pic is in a group somewhere talking about, anybody know this dick? Anybody know this dick? Anybody know this dick? And then you see it, and it's yours, and then it's like, girl, I know that community property. Girl, don't do that. That's community dick. And now you feeling brother some type of way. So, you know, you have to be cognizant of what you're doing, who you're doing it to, and where you're sending things to. And again, no consent. You didn't ask. That is harassment. So let's get into, okay, hold on. All right, hold on, everybody. It seems that we got somebody on the line. Hold on, y'all. Let me see what happened. I can get them back in. Okay. Miss Gibbs, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
I love the topic. I'm over here just like, I want to talk about this topic. Oh, my God. I'm like, you talking about
You
want to
talk about
pic.
The dick pics?
Girl, when unsolicited, and then when they get their feelings hurt, where it is not it's not in fact of not appreciated, it the response is not the way they thought it was going to go. And
yeah.
I'm just like, so, don't care,
yep.
But I'm about to have some fun now. So you brought it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, absolutely. You leave yourself open for that. You know, a gentleman leaves himself open for that when he sends those unsolicited. Because you don't
and
know what the other person has in mind.
Yeah, and vice versa. For the girl, you know, trying to get the guy, let me show my nipple. Let me show. I'm like, okay, you showing it to his girlfriend or his wife or better yet, his mama. Because you don't know anything about that thing.
Exactly. Or his homeboys.
Oh, you know, just as much as they don't tripping about us showing that stuff off, you know doggone well they showing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get real. That is not, they can't keep that to themselves. They feel like they got something.
Yeah.
And
I mean, now, there are some situations where...
Because when they do it, they're being sincere towards a relationship that really into that particular person. Those that don't, they're more sincere. But unfortunately, that's the real fruit at the bottom of a barrel full of rotten. It's red. It should be the other way around, but unfortunately it's not.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It should be that way. And you're right, because, if that's something, sending pictures, I don't see anything wrong with it, especially if you're doing it with your partner, with your person. My husband and I did it. I mean, he traveled, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, if you're going to do it, be prepared for what the consequences could be. You could honestly be in the mindset that you're in a relationship. Unfortunately, the one you sent it to is thinking something totally different. But you have to be in the mindset. Yeah, you have to be in the mindset of just in case, bad scenario. Are you okay with the fallout if something goes left? Because that goes
absolutely.
With videos, too.
That definitely
goes with videos. Even though people think, oh, nobody, people still carry VHSs that don't, it's DVD players. Let's not get them mistaken.
Please don't. Yeah, they sure will. But it's just, again, like you said, and like I said, it's just, you have to know who you are dealing with.
But not just them, but more so yourself.
Yeah.
Because,
that's
like
true.
I said, you could be thinking, this person, that's one thing, when it deals with relationships on my aspect, where I believe, as much as I want to say we, I cannot say it. I can only speak for me because I can't speak that partner's feelings are still the same as the way I feel or whatever. So I can't speak for him. I'd like to believe that person feels the same way and is still respectful towards me and all that kind of stuff. But that's for him. I can only control me. So I have to take, if anything goes left, I have to take responsibility for myself. Now, I will always stand by my man, But in the same breath, if my man goes left and does some stuff to the where it's like it just goes wrong, you have to be woman enough to, okay, to know what you're going to do. Because you can't just be like, oh, play victim. You had a part in it.
True.
Because you put yourself out there.
That's true. Absolutely. You have to be willing to take
so
the fallout if there is fallout.
True.
Yeah.
So what I agree. What I mean is.
Oh, you. I was talking about consent is what I was talking about. And then I was in the midst of talking about something, and then all of a sudden, I had a brain fart. And so.
Oh, I missed the fart?
Oh, well.
Dang.
Yeah, you missed the brain fart. It's okay. It happened. I blame it on
the kumbo. I'm not worried about it. It'll come back.
Yeah, it will. It happened.
You can have just one.
No. They're like chips.
Yeah. That's like you've had one too many bean burritos. It will come back.
Yes, it will. True. Also, I wanted to get into I'm trying to make a small segue, y'all. I know you're like, but you didn't finish the conversation about consent. I know. I'm coming back. Don't worry. I'm going to come back. But I also want to talk about, so, have you ever heard of a demisexual?
Not so recently. And I'm like, because you brought, and when I say recently, I mean you brought it up. I'm like,
yeah,
I've never heard the term. But like
yeah.
I said, I'm pretty sure I probably know what it is. I just don't know the name. Didn't know that was the name for it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a gray, asexual?
That's someone that's in the middle line, going either or.
Kind of close. Gray asexual is an idea that sexuality is not black and white. They're in the gray area. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah. I'm a flunk at terminology terms, but concepts, yeah, I'm an idiot. But, yeah. I can see.
I can see that, too. Now, when it comes to a demisexual, so let me tell y'all what a demisexual is, and you're gonna be like, "What?"
Okay.
A demisexual is really a sexual orientation, and it's where people only feel a sexual attraction to another person after they have established an emotional bond with the person. The best way to describe a demisexual is not only a late bloomer, but a person that appreciates courting.
Yeah. Wow. Could I be?
But now a demisexual, now one of the things that I looked up and as I was looking it up and as I was talking to someone about it, that is a demisexual.
Okay.
I asked, well, can a demisexual have a one-night stand? Like, can they just have random sex? And the person that I talked to, they were like, no, not really. I don't see a demisexual having just random sex with someone. But in my research of it,
commitment.
Yeah, but They can have a one-night stand.
Yes, they can. If you have that mindset where it's like, no strings, no, like, I'm just trying to get rid of an urge kind of mode. Mm-hmm.
But there is also, so you have a demisexual, so of course you know that there is an opposite of that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, they have to have that bond. They have to know that person in order to have that sexual attraction. So there's an orientation. Say again, I'm sorry.
No, usually people just sum it up to sex addict because they just want the sex. They don't care.
That's what I was trying to find. About where would a sex addict fall in these categories, right?
Yeah, if you look past history, well, public history, you'll see those, like, those people who come out publicly saying they're a sex addict, they're in committed relationships. So they want to have that committed stuff. But they have that other side of them to where it's like they gotta, like, you gotta drink water to survive. They gotta have sex, and they have to have sex a lot more than from that one person. So they're not looking for a commitment and all stuff. They're just looking for a crotch or a penis.
Those people, I think that they would fall in this category. Orientation called a fray sexual, F-R-A-Y-S-E-X-U-A-L, fray sexual. So a fray sexual is a person that can have sex with anyone, especially people they don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I was looking at that and I was like, okay, so.
Makes you wonder how many titles can one person carry? Because I'm sure, like, during your life, you're going, I can remember when I was acting like this, but I know I'm like this. And it's like, okay, there's a lot of these titles in which having to have a definition title is why a lot of people don't like being in a relationship because they don't want to deal with titles. It's like, this is just war. Everything and every aspect of a personality don't always have to be defined by a type, grouped up into this one title. Don't get me wrong.
You have to explain it in some ways,
but when it's used to, like, okay, well, see, I'm like this, but I'm like, but you're also like this because you know, the reason why you're in trouble is because you were in this relationship and then you tried to go over there. So you didn't make the decision till afterwards. So you're kind of in the middle of both. But then you went to a third category.
But the thing about a demisexual and a freisexual is that these are not just categories. These are sexual orientations. So with it being a sexual orientation, you can be a person that is straight, bi, gay, or pan, and still be a demisexual. I know you may know, but the listening audience may not know that. So
yeah, it's more than
I'm explaining it to them.
Yeah, for those that don't know why she's saying that, it's because the way that I grew up, I was kind of raised around the LBJ community. So I have a little bit more insight than the regular person. Now, I'm not saying I know everything, because like I said, I'm a plunk at this terminology. But I could kind of see this or that. from different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And if that mom don't shut up,
like
try not to look down at it. It's a neighbor's dog.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that. It's cool. But yeah, it's an orientation, just like a lot of people, when they hear pansexual, they're like,
yeah, they call
what?
It what? Uh-huh. Because people are barely understanding. Okay, they understand gay and straight, and like males want to be females and females wanting to be males. That grabbing
mm-hmm.
that and then understanding bi, but it's like once you go and it's past bi, there's that question mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they
yeah.
hear the terms, but not understanding the meaning.
Yeah, because a pansexual is on the spectrum.
Right.
And by the spectrum, I mean they're on the rainbow, the LGBTQIA spectrum, when you hear that. So they're on that spectrum, and to be a pansexual means that you basically love everybody.
Yep.
And just because you love them, though, does not mean that you sleep with everybody.
Thank you.
But
you love
everyone. You love
yeah,
people.
You respect
you love,
everyone.
Yeah, you love people. And
but
you also, you can have a sexual relationship.
Just a normal relationship. It could be friendship.
Yeah.
It could be, doesn't mean that person wants to bag you if y'all in the room alone together.
No.
That's why I was trying to say thank you for saying about that statement. You said it's just that who they are. It's not doesn't mean that everybody wants everybody. You don't have to be afraid
mm-hmm.
that you don't have to be in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, this person's gay, so that they're being nice to me. So like they're trying. I'm like no,
mm-hmm.
they're just being human.
They're just being
nice. Yeah, being nice to you because
yeah,
they
just love. And
yeah.
Another thing about pansexuals that you will find is that they are also they love the environment. They're really,
mm-hmm.
they are stewards of the environment. They love the environment, and they really love animals as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
They really love, they love everything. That's just,
yeah.
that's just them. They, like, I mean, that's the best way that I can explain what a pansexual is. And then you have people that are asexual. Now, when you mm-hmm. get to this one about the gray asexual, now
uh-huh.
I can see a lot of people, like, one of the, I don't know if she's a gray asexual, but I know that she's asexual. That's, what's Jada Pickett's them daughter's name? Willow is asexual. Not only is she asexual, but she is in a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah, amorous.
Mm-hmm. She's in a polyamorous relationship. So, with a gray asexual, though, the thing about them is, so when you get to the word asexual, that means without. Hey, let's just get that out the way. That means without. And an asexual, typically, they don't really like sex, per se.
Yeah.
Like, they is the act of sex. the penetration, those types of things. But
right.
they are really deep into intimacy. So there is a fine line with them. So with a great asexual, they are more, you'll more find someone that likes, they show their feelings by talking and cuddling. And so that's the type of, that's their thing, I guess you said. That's their orientation of a great asexual. So they enjoy more of a intimate situation where they may, I'm thinking also that a great asexual may be in the same line of a sapiosexual. So a sapiosexual is a person that enjoys or is turned on by the intelligence of a person. So if you, I am a sapiosexual. So I love someone. I am turned on when I have a conversation with someone and they show me that they're really smart or that they know how to have a really deep, interesting conversation, and they're intelligent, it triggers my...
yeah, what word you were going to try to pop off? Go ahead.
It just, it you know, it turns me on.
I can raise the high speed too.
Turns me on. So that's a sapiosexual. Then there is, now this one is not necessarily a sexual thing, but a sexual orientation, but it is, it's called agastopia. So agastopia is where agastopia is where you are sexually aroused by another person's body part. So you remember on Entertainment Tonight how they used to have Mary Hart on there? And everybody always talks about Mary Hart's leg and how her legs were insured by Goldman Sachs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, many men, unbeknownst to them, had agastopia for Mary Hart's legs.
Yeah, that's a prime example.
Prime example. You can also have that for, okay. And it depends. It varies for different people and for different reasons.
Some people might get turned on by dreadlocks. Other people might get the chest.
Yeah.
Or, you know, having the muscled arms or... Some people like a guy to have a flat butt, and then there's some that wants the peach on the guy, not just on the female. We girls want peaches too.
Yep.
I mean,
I like that too. Mine is a man's back. Like,
mine is just
to have him. He's laying, like, if he sleeps and he's laying on his on his stomach. And his back, you know, you can trace his back, and then you get all the way down, and then you get to his butt, and it kind of poops up and goes all the way down.
Yeah,
that's a little bit.
Yeah, I remember those.
That's sexy. Now, so I have a gag of freaking even now.
Huh?
I can't even say that because I was having visions of a man's back.
She had a flashback.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I can tell. Because you fluttered a little bit, sister.
I know. And he also liked for his back to be rubbed, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was always like,
you're on my back. If you're good at giving massages, you are so in luck.
I was.
I know you were. I was waiting for you to say it.
Now, here's one that is strange.
Uh-oh.
Nasty. But I enjoy it as well.
I'm hella curious.
Watching a man masturbate.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sound like I am somebody's madam and everything else. The way I'm just catching myself, I'm like, if I don't shut up.
That is a stopia. Yeah. And a lot of women like that
something to do.
You trying to find something to do.
Well, in a healthy relationship, I'm like, there's gonna be times where it's like, he gets urge and he don't pick you into it, and then you walk in on him like, oh, guess what, I was, but thank you, not really him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you.
Mm-hmm. I guess it just, you know, it just depends
it's
on what people.
For different, yeah, per person.
Yeah, yeah. Because there are some people that they just don't, you know, they can't. Like I was saying before, before you got on,
right.
I can talk about sex or whatever, but it does not mean that I'm going to sleep with that person.
Every person that comes by me that's got a chest or got, you know, has a sexy back don't mean you're taking me to the back. Yeah, I got you.
You ain't getting no back shot.
We got to know each other for a good minute for that, so. Those don't come on the first few weeks. No, sir.
No,
you've never done one?
No.
What?
Every time I say, okay, every time that I have been asked that, I turn around and say, let me do you first.
I really just told that myself.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's gonna be so many more times, and to the point where it's like, yeah, that's why my family don't do games with me, because they really don't know what's gonna come out my mouth. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what's going on? Why you never?
Because I have
been asked to. Yeah, but it just never happened.
I'm not really interested. I'm not really interested in it. I think that there are a lot of other things that I can do, that we could do, he and I, whoever he and I is now, that we could do besides that. And so my response has been, okay, sure. If you let me do you first.
Ah, there's the kicker.
Yeah, and then it's always what? One got my ass, and he was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to know what. Well, I do know, and it's partly for a lot of female behavior to where men are so insecure about that.
just like how we have our spot in our vaginas, men have a spot in their rectum. It doesn't make you gay to have it touched. Because once it's just like how when you know you hit that spot in us and you see the arousal, it's same with you. It doesn't mean, okay, because somebody has put something there that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where you naturally, as a human being, have an area there that it's automatically going to set your hormones crazy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But everybody puts the down like, they got to be gay. No, you know, because I'm sorry, gay. If for you to be gay, it don't always have to be up the ass. They have missionaries and everything. It ain't always about, you know, up that hole. They do things different ways as well. It's their lifestyle. Only way you gay is if you sleep with a man, not by the position.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah,
and
what a confusion. That butthole. Once you go, you get it. You get it one time. You will go. Eventually, you will go back, but you don't want to go. But I know society's gonna make you go down low. That you like it. When I show you, no biggie.
Mhm. Now, that was leading to good job. Good job, Deidre.
I know.
Just transition to a whole nother topic. Oh my God.
We were gonna talk about that.
Mhm. I wanted to talk about it, and I wanted to talk about it from the very aspect that you went with, how a man, because a man may enjoy anal play,
how people interpret it as being gay, and it doesn't have anything to do with being gay. The only aspect, in my mindset, the only thing that is gay is when you fall in love or you want to have sex with a man. That not have anything to do with your body. You want to physically have sex with the same sex. That's gay. Where you find arousal in your body does not make you gay.
No. And at the same time, I also think that, as you were saying to begin with, how we as women, I think we as women sometimes set that in motion as well.
It's like how when you were saying how you used it twice and to not go this year, it's like, yeah, we can do it once, you know, if I do you, knowing that's going to be like, hey, man, they're going to be like, hell no. Because it's something that they don't want to happen to them. Like, it's not their preference. So it's not the norm. Like, everybody wants to do this. It's not like you do doggy back or 16 in a third degree.
Oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Can't hear you.
Like
your phone is breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
How about now?
Yes.
Okay. It's like the normalcy. It's like they feel like if you're having missionary or basic doggy or things like that, that's normal. But something that's somewhat out of norm, oh, that's too risque, that's too whatever. So that's not common, or it's like that's not the standard. So therefore, that's just, we're going to push that away to where if you go into that realm, there's something wrong with you.
Uh-huh.
And that causes so much trauma towards that person, and it creates that stigma. Because that's why everyone thinks, okay, oh, this is this. So if I like being touched there, that means I'm gay. It means you have it's a natural arousal area. Just like
it's an arousal zone.
When guys finger a female, guess what? Mm-hmm. You know you're going to hit an arousal part of a female's body. You have the same mm-hmm. thing. It does just because the location. Just because the location is the location doesn't make it like, okay, I'm gay. You mm-hmm. have to make
also,
sure.
Also, I want to say this. I want to talk about how whether there are women that have the right, that are given a space to explore their sexuality, such as with other women, bisexuality, and things of that nature in a setting with another man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, and in the past 10, maybe 20 years, yes, but like in the mm-hmm. 80s, and no.
Oh, no.
No,
not at all.
That's why all these categories and stuff, because it's like, women weren't able to be free, so to see this and all, because it's like, usually we always want that male dominant to what it's like, he dictates to how what's normal or whatever. But I'm like, no, a female can have a high sex drive and you just might not cut it. It doesn't mean anything wrong with you. It just means she has a higher sex drive. She's going to want it more often, so either take the pill or do something if you want to keep her. You got to put it
in the I also think that at this time, we are in a time now where women are feeling more confident in speaking yeah. their truth and saying what they want and not being so bashful, I want to say about it.
It's not even an aspect of knowing what they want. This the ability to say, I'm not sure. I know I want something out of than the norm. But what that is,
yeah.
I don't know yet. But nobody
yeah.
until now that to be able to have that aspect of being vulnerable enough to say, I know I like this, but I yearn for more. And I don't quite mm-hmm. know what it is, but you want to play it safe, but because you don't know, you don't want to make the wrong moves, and it deals with another human being. It's like that whole thing of educating yourself, and when you don't, and depending on where you are, where you get to learn what that craving you're having is. It's your life, because there's so many people who are married, and then when I say married, I mean even with the same sex or whatever, and it's not what they wanted because they realized that what they were shown or what they thought that they was being taught was not what they want, was not reality. It wasn't for them. It was something else for that partner. So they got to figure it out for themselves. And
mm-hmm.
it's sad to say, having all the education out there, it's not out there. It's not out there completely. It's spot a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's spread out. And it's not readily available. And you
mm-hmm.
would think that there would be more, especially with the internet being the way it is. But you have to be careful with those, because there's so many safe sites where it's saying, it's like, oh, we're, you know, here for this one. It's really, it's just sites to trap you. So it's like, oh, I got you on my list, so I can try to blackmail, I can put this out and say that you're this and doing this. And it's not. Mm-hmm. I've seen that happen throughout the years.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think that when it comes to men exploring their sexuality, that mm-hmm. they are that they have a safe space to do that? What could we necessarily as women do to give them that safe space to explore their sexuality, I want to say?
It's an individual aspect. Some men do have a safe space to where they could, you know, have their friends, you know, a true friend that's, like, open to all this, to listen, to help them, you know, be their psychic as they try to figure it out. There are parents who are, you know, not to mock parents who want to be there for their kids, but they're there to help you if you don't understand something, and I don't understand it. We'll figure it out together, because they don't want they don't want to see their child on the news dead because they got gay bashed for the wrong, and that they weren't even, and didn't come to realize they weren't even gay. But since they were trying to figure things out, they were in the wrong place, wrong spot, and you know something happens to their child. It is difficult, as much as it is saying for women, it is for a good point, difficult for a man. That's why you have on the downloads, you have access for finding out that there is a level of, even now, to where even if there's this level of saying that it's okay to be who you are. If you want to be flamboyant, if you want to be flashy, you want to wear nails, you want to do this. But when it comes down to being true to who you are, and if you're not in the right environment, you still won't be comfortable to be able to say, I like this. And it won't be accepted. They could still be the guy wearing the tie. They could be that gym guy. It could be, I mean, they could be all muscular. They could be all athletic. It could be business type. They can be your club type. It could be anyone. But that's an image. When it comes to being able to be true to yourself, it's as much as you see out there that's free doing it. There are three times more who are still in hiding because they don't.
I think
their surroundings does not allow them to.
Okay, I think that the download. This is just my opinion. That some of the download, not all of it, but I think that the point of the download culture in some aspects is as prevalent as it is in the Black community, because there's much homophobia in our community, where if anything is different, if anything about a man is said that he doesn't have, if anything comes into question about a man's masculinity, then
the
question about whether or not he's gay. Hold on.
I know.
It's a question about whether or not he's gay. I do think that there can be, I think that there, in some instances, I think that there is a safe space, but then I think also,
but it's far in
safe space
part.
Yes, and I think that the safer space for that conversation to be had would be with your partner, because your partner gives you a partnership where you can go within that relationship and explore. But the minute a man does explore or want to explore, sometimes it's looked at or he's you know, either he's gay or people want to say, well, you should just have a conversation. And I'm like, you can have a conversation, but sometimes talking is not what you need. Sometimes you need to feel like you can fuck up and that it's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, because if we really want to be honest about it,
you need to know that
if we really want to be honest,
I say you really want some grace. It's like, because nobody's perfect.
Yes.
Like this
dog. Yes. And if we, exactly. And if we look at it, like, if you look at, let's just call a thing a thing. So you see a lot of times where there are women that have the ability or having the space to explore their sexuality, whether it's being with another woman or even if it's being in a threesome or a poly or whatever, they have that space.
Because that's for them. It's like, oh, that's great. I'd like to see two women go at it. That'll turn me on.
Exactly.
Let it be two men. I was like, oh, hell no.
And it's acceptable. Now, personally for me, I'll be honest. Me,
mm-hmm.
personally, I don't want to date a bisexual man.
And
I think
fine,
that is perfectly
it.
Fine.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that is perfectly fine for people.
If you're going to, that will be communicated in the beginning of dating. So when you're getting to know each other. But if you go all throughout, this is why so many women feel, you know, that they've been lied to. It's because during all the dating and all the years, they get to the point to where they're dating, they get serious, then they get engaged, and they get married. And after for some years, then now you want to say something when they've had the opportunity to tell that person what,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning. Because
mm-hmm.
when you want to express who you are, sometimes it's like the right time. How do you say it? How do you get it out? You know, because once you speak it, it's out there.
Exactly.
And it's like they come out of the closet. It's just, for some people it's easier and for others it's harder. But one thing I have to say, if you're going to get in a relationship and you know automatically that you don't know if it's just, you're just in a monogamous, and if you're just into this one person, find out if that person you're mating is even open to, like, open relationships, or if they're doing it, because I'm pretty sure they'll say, like, they're monogamous, or they're this. That fear kicks in, and you then it's like, okay, I don't want to say nothing, but you're fighting an urge, and I'm like, this is who you are. And then you just, you're dealing with a whole other stack of problems.
Exactly.
And that's where
I think I think that's the problem with a lot of people is that you don't want to be by yourself. So in the quest of not being by yourself, you think that you found the person that you want to be with. And so in the quest of not being by yourself, you try to hold on to that the best way that you know how. And sometimes that even means that people lie about who they really are. And I think also it's not always about people lying about who they are. I think a lot of times, some people have not had the ability to explore. You have late bloomers. And when you have late bloomers, you know, like I can say for myself, at 46, I am not as experienced as someone else may be at my age or older. I did not start having sex until I was 23 years old.
Right.
So,
I can talk about about experiences that I've had throughout my life, and you think I've had so many more partners than I actually have. It's just that the partners that I did have, we just explored.
I've
different realms to where, like, okay,
exactly.
try this or try that, you know, where we both felt comfortable with, which some people don't ever get.
But exactly. I'm like, that's what I'm like. That's why I was like, oh, I'm telling myself. I'm like, this is gonna be funny. But no, that's just reality. Because I can say a lot of different things, and I've had guys come at me looking like, okay, I'm like, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not that experience, but I'm experienced enough.
Mm-hmm. It's like I had someone say, oh, you're a freak, ain't you? Yeah, you're a freak. I can hear because the way you talk. And I'm like, no. I'm not the type of individual. I'm not the type of woman that runs away or finds it difficult to talk about sexual things.
Yeah. Having the confidence to be able to talk about it, oh, that sets off the wrong guys right off. They get real happy.
Exactly.
I've experienced that to the point where, like, oh, you know what? I'm like, bro, I've given classes, personal classes, where even my graphs got stolen because they weren't highlighted. What?
Yeah, I mean, you can be very studious, but not at the same time. Not just because I know a lot about medical things, but I'm not a doctor.
500 plus knocks on your door to have a decent vocabulary when it comes to sex. You don't have to have 50,000, 50 people in your bed to have a category of what to do when you have sex with someone.
Mm-mm.
to keep it spicy or the things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I say it goes into what a person likes. If you're dealing with someone and you stick with and you know that this person likes certain things, and you stick with that knowing that you like more, you owe that person to be honest, because they're being honest with you by showing you what they like, holding it back right, and knowing you want more. One, you're not giving that partner the opportunity to either tell you yes, they're willing to, or to tell them what you're afraid of. No, they're not open to that.
Uh-huh.
And by them saying they're not open to it, you have to make that, they're going to make that, they'll make that decision to where, I guess we need to separate a little bit so you figure out what you want, because that person doesn't want that. And that's why I say fear. That's why fear takes over, and that's why people go into the down. They go, both male and female, go into that down low, and that's a deep little hole that they can. Sometimes it's hard to get out of, because it's like, okay, let me figure. They think they can figure out what they want, or who they are, and still keep what they have that's visually correct, and that can be being with a female. I know people who date females, and now she with a man. I'm like, you can't make up your mind. But they won't take the time to figure out what they want, because they don't know how to do it without being ridiculed and out looking weird. Okay. No, a lot of them don't, because even though if people say that, that we're in a time where it's easier, and in a lot of cases, yes, it is. We are in a better time than where we were. But when it comes down to actually doing it and being in your hometown, in your state, sometimes that crap don't fly. Those statements
I think that a lot of times what happens is people are stuck, worried about what someone else is going to think about them. And so when you concern yourself with the idea of what someone else thinks, or that someone else's opinions of you matter more than
talk about it.
You
think about what other
of yourself.
I'm not talking about just like, oh, this person's lips to whisper. It's a matter of life and death. You don't know who people who are so against it, who is willing, who will just go out and hurt you for it. It's sad to say that's still out there.
I think that also, as I was trying to say, that people don't, hold on, don't do that. Okay. I think that people can't show who they really are because they are not only afraid of what others may say, but they're also afraid of how they are going to be judged and looked at. And when you live, like I said before, and I'm not dumping on us as Black people because we are who we are and that's all, whatever. But in our community itself, there are a lot of homophobia and there are a lot of people that if something is different, if something does not, like I was telling someone the other day, when you don't understand things, you want to try to put people in their place. You fit over here. You need to be over there. You need to be in this spot. So you try to compartmentalize people into putting them in places where you want them to fit so that they can be there. So when you look around, that's where they are and it makes sense to you. So you have to, sometimes you have to step away and stop worrying yourself about what people think and how they feel and what they're going to think about you to find out who you truly are. And a lot of times, unfortunately, in our society of Black people, Black men, so much is thrown in about masculinity. What makes a man masculine? What makes a man strong? What makes a man? And so if you see a man automatically that enjoys the sex, the company of another man, he ain't no man. Yes, he is. He just has a different sexual orientation than you. So we don't know how to separate, just like I was saying earlier, just because a woman can have a conversation about sexual acts and sexuality, things she enjoys, things that she likes, does not mean that she's fucking every single person or that she's a freak or that she's this. She's just having a conversation. She's just being who she is. And that's the thing about some men. Now, there are some men that are on the down low. I don't want to give you the wrong idea that I'm thinking that all men on the down low are confused. No. Some men on the down low because they enjoy the lie.
Yeah.
They enjoy the lie.
It's sad to say, with any category, it's always going to be a mixture. It's not going to be just like one or the other. That's always going to be. There's going to be some here. That's going to be for the right reason. There's going to be some for the wrong reason. There's going to be some that just didn't have a clue. And then there are some that are like, I wasn't sure. There's always going to be a variety.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter whatever the topic. Because that's life.
Oh, of course.
It is. It will always be.
It will.
I think that one thing
people have to make up their mind about what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And then you just have to decide at a point in your life where it's like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to do what makes me happy. And this makes me happy. And you should not have to wait. Like I said, I tell to people now for myself, I should not have had to wait to be this person, to be who I am or who I've always wanted to be. I shouldn't have waited till cancer came into my life and sped up my life expectancy or put my life expectancy at a place where I don't know what's going to happen. So now I feel like my foot has to be to the fire, and I got to go, 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 and I got to catch up on some shit. I shouldn't have done that to myself. I should have been authentically me, living the authentic life that I want to live now, that I'm doing now. I should have did that 4 or 5 years ago, but I didn't.
Yeah.
You can't worry about what you didn't do or what you did do. All you can do is now concentrate on the now. And the now of it is this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do my fucking best to do what it is that I want to do and be who I want to be in this time that I am being granted at this moment. And that's all that you really can do. But I'm not going to sit here. Like I said, though, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that some people that are living in that download culture and that download lifespan, lifetime, or not lifetime or span, but that download culture are not living in that space because they are victim or they have a victimology. It's not even about a victimology at all. Some people are just doing what they're doing because they fucking like it and it makes sense and they're fucking getting away with it instead of somebody pulling to the side and putting their nuts to the fire and say, hey, you are fucking it up for everybody else out here. You're making the rest of us that are not living as men on the down low, you're making the rest of us look bad to the women that are out here that you're fucking burning and leaving them in a waste and broken. And then when we come along, we halfway as damn decent, we got to then in turn deal with the bullshit that you did by lying. If more men made themselves more accountable for the shit that their brethren do instead of worrying about the shit that we as women do, we might be in a better damn predicament of where we are. Just my opinion. But you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. Everybody got one. So, but yeah, I mean, that's just, to me, that's what it's about, you know.
You can't say that they're not those that you're explaining that they're not there. Yeah, they're there, and they make it bad for the ones who legitimately are don't know how to navigate.
Exactly.
You know how to do.
Exactly. And unfortunately, that's all of that. If we are honest, that's across the board of life
and
every sanction. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. That's across the board of life. Period.
Yeah, it goes there. In church, it goes with everything.
Yes. Everything. There are those, and a lot of times the people that are doing the bad are the ones that get the most attention.
Yeah, they get the most out of it.
Yeah, they get the most out of it and they get the most attention because those people that are doing bad are the ones that a lot of people concentrate on. You look at it in politics. Oh, the Republicans this, the Republicans that, the Democrats this, and this. But it's politicians across the board. It's not just one sex. It's not just one that's doing bad. They're all bad.
I know. I don't like doing political pieces because it's draining. Girl, I have
one article
that I did back in last year in July. I'm still getting people talking about that. I'm like, you can go to my comments. I even wrote, you can check out updated stuff. You don't have to be stressed out. Let it go.
Yeah, I try not to get into that. That's one of the reasons I'm very, as you know, very passionate.
For real? If nobody knew, they know now.
I'm very passionate, and I don't bite my tongue, and I don't I don't bite my tongue a lot.
No, you're not.
And so I don't get involved in political debates with people that I consider friends. I don't get into religious debates with those that I consider friends. I don't, because I think that there are some things that you can, you just need not talk about.
Yeah.
And there's no sense in causing friction where there
none. Yeah, I'm no politics and religion. I keep those two. No.
Yeah,
no.
I separate. I do too. I try, because the last time I got into a conversation with a gentleman about Donald Trump.
That's the topic.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't go very well. And it's not that I don't know how to be diplomatic and I don't know how to filter. Whereas I did, and I didn't go as hard in the paint if it had been someone that I totally didn't know. But I really don't do that anymore either. But it still wasn't a very nice conversation. And I just don't like people that give me solid facts, not conjecture, not what you think, not what you kind of heard, but give me facts about what you're saying. Like, give it to me so I can go and read it for myself. And yeah, nah. It just was not a very good conversation.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, and I know where my, and honestly, I am learning where my energy should be better spent, and I am learning that everything does not need me to touch it. And so even though I have people sometimes coming at me for things that I have said online in different groups and stuff like that on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I have learned to say, okay.
Sometimes you gotta just kill them with the if you say so. And let them realize it don't bother me that you feel this way.
Yeah, and that's what I've gotten to. My peace is so important to me. I love it. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. And I'd be damned if I let someone that I'm only going to talk on the internet for about 5 seconds or 10 seconds fuck with my peace and get me all discombobulated. Nah, fuck that. I got too much else to do. I don't have time for that.
You're so goofy.
That's what Jennifer Lewis, that's all Jennifer Lewis and Brandy, but she's like, ain't got time for that. Ain't got time for that.
Yeah, but you and that pitch was just horrible.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
It is what it is. So, you know, do what you gotta do. But this weekend, I am doing something that I have been wanting to do and never took the opportunity to do. So now I am going to do it this weekend.
I'm listening.
What, you may ask? Okay. I am going to the Dogwood Festival at Piedmont Park in Atlanta by my damn self.
Hey.
Sunday. I'm going Sunday. Yes, I am. I am going to go to a park and ride MARTA station. I am going to get on a train because MARTA is smarter. And I am going to ride MARTA, and I'm going to cross a busy Atlanta street by myself.
Okay.
And a damn power wheelchair.
Okay.
And I'm going to the Dogwood Festival. Now,
cool.
If anybody wants to come join me, you're more than welcome to go. Like, come on. I'll meet you there. First round, like I said, first round is on you. The second round is on you because I'm drinking orange juice. Okay?
Damn.
Buttera. If you ain't coming and you ain't trying to help or encourage in this situation, get the fuck out the way. I don't need to hear nothing about don't do this, don't go here, you should this, you should that. I don't need that. I don't need that from you. I don't need that from you. Okay?
Oh,
what I need for you to say to me is, you
have
go,
fun.
Big girl, go.
There
have
you
fun.
Go.
That's what I need you to say. But that other bullshit, keep that for somebody else that really needs that. Because I don't need that. Thank you. So, that's what I'm doing. It is going to catapult me into doing some shit that I have really been working. I've been working hard at trying to do at the beginning of the year. And I said by end of 2024, the beginning of 2025, I am going to be living in a large city. Where?
Yeah.
But
where is that?
I don't know, but Baby, get it how you live. Get it how you live. So, that's what my weekend is going to be consisting of. And then the following week, I got damn chemo. I'm not going to say it like that, though. But, yeah. But, yeah. But anyway, I'm going to the ATL by myself. And I love that for me because my anxiety and that fear of dread and all that bullshit that I was feeling, like, I can't do this by myself. I can't go by myself. I can't. Fuck that. That's for the birds.
Yeah.
This is a whole... Oh, my God. I'm so freaking excited for myself. I'm so excited for myself. But at the same time,
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I receive that. So, but, you know, the 19th, I am going to have Miss Unique Gibson, the creator and founder of Juicy Peaches, SSBBW group, and life travel entrepreneur. She's going to be on my show.
Cool.
And we're going to be talking about the butterfly ball. And we're also going to be talking about, ma'am, I wish you could come to Georgia in June to go to the Supersize Life Expo. It's for people. It's done by a plus size woman for plus size women. Shopping, education, it's going to have everything.
Mm.
She did it. Girl, come on, visit. I got room. You can stay here with me. Come on.
Girl, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. The last time I've been to Atlanta, oh, my God, let's put it this way. Airfare from here to Atlanta was like under $200.
Oh, Lord.
There you go.
That's a long time ago.
Exactly. I was doing my brave one because my friend took me to the MLK museum, and there was this festival, something going on, and I looked down the whole street. It was packed. When I said that girl challenged my fears by being in crowds, I'm like, but I did it. I went all the way down that freaking street. Came
it
all the way
like,
back. I was ready to
it
go.
It sounds
I'm
like it was Auburn Avenue Festival. Auburn Avenue Festival.
It might have been.
That's usually when they have it.
That tells you last time I've been at a festival. I mean, I've been in Atlanta. Just by the airfare alone.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Girl. Yeah. Come on now. Well, hopefully it will happen again. It's going to happen. She's going to do it again. I know she is. I have confidence in her and her abilities. And I know that this year, the Butterfly Ball and the Supersize Your Life Expo, both of these events are going to be something that are going to happen. I'm speaking it. Yes. I'm speaking it to an existence. It is something that's going to happen, not just this year, but every year thus coming. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. So when it does, you'll be able to come, girl. Yes, you will. We'll be rocking. And hopefully by that time, I'll be in the city somewhere, and you can come stay with me.
Okay.
Have a good time. Yeah, we'll do that. So she's going to be on the 19th. We're going to try and see how they're doing first. I got to check in and see how those two ladies are doing, Jam and Katrina. They were in the hospital. Both of them are in the hospital. Yeah, but they may not be able to come on, but we'll see. But she's going to be on Friday, the 19th. That show is going to happen at 9 p.m. So we're going to talk about that and everything else and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Because when Unique is on, we don't just talk about one. We talk about a few things. And then we're rolling up into May.
Yay.
Yeah, we're rolling up into May. Woo!
Tart season.
Yes.
Tart
my favorite
tarts.
Yeah, her birthday. One of my favorite tarts is her birthday is going to be May 5th. It's going to be a sad time because she just recently transitioned. Yeah. Yeah. Happy early birthday, Kimberly.
Bless.
Yeah.
It's heavenly birthday.
Yeah, happy heavenly birthday, sister. Okay, y'all, listen. I know y'all out here in Radio Land and y'all listen to me, and I think y'all like me. And I like you too. And I want this relationship to grow that we have. I have some things that I want to, I have some really wonderful things that I want to share with y'all. And I think y'all want to be in the mix of what I'm doing. So, but I need your help. So, June.
Ooh.
Having my male panel show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking about it. Y'all think I forget stuff. Honey, I be in the background getting ish done. Okay. So. June. Either the 7th or the 14th. I gotta narrow down the day. I'm looking at the 14th. Four men. It's going to be just me and four men. The men. And we're going to talk. And we're going to have some conversation. And they're going to answer some questions. And they're going to tell us what they really think. So
I want y'all
to come and give me some questions, ladies. I know y'all got some questions I want to ask these men. Some questions that you want to ask a man. Like, why y'all grab y'allself so much during the day?
They reconvene.
You may not want to ask that question. That's just me. I'm nasty like that. But anyway, so I want y'all to send me in my email, nighttalkswithsasha69@gmail.com. Don't worry about the 69. Just get the email address, nighttalkswithsasha69@gmail.com. Send me four questions. Four of your best four. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Of your best questions that you've been dying to ask a man. But you never had them in a spot where they would sit down and you could ask. I got you back. You send the question, I'll get your question answered. Yes, I will.
Do I qualify or am I?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay, cool. You'll get mine tonight.
Oh, shit. I love your partner. Yes, I do. Okay, I'll be looking for it. So, if you have questions you want to ask, send the email so that I can pile the questions together and get them answered and pick the ones and figure it out. And, you know what I got to do. You know what I got to do. So, let's come on. And stay tuned for the show. We're going to do two. I want to do two. So I need a total of 8 men. If you a man and you out here listening and you want to be a part of this conversation, Joe, that don't mean you. If you listening on here, Joe, and you calling, that don't mean you. I'm sorry. You got to change your attitude. Your attitude is sucky. And you get a new type of attitude and not be trying to talk down to people, then I might even let you join in. But with that attitude you came, condescension that you came with, sometimes that you call, you can't be on there, Joe. Okay? Okay.
You did that this for way. Me.
So, but I want 8 men. I need 8 men.
Okay.
I want to do 2 nights, but I want 4 different guys. I want 4 these types. I want 4 from group A, and I want 4 from group B. And we're going to switch it up and do some things and have a conversation. Like, come on. So if you are a fella, if you're a man, you're married, unmarried, divorced, children, no children, single, gay, bi, whatever you are, don't matter. black, white, don't matter. Call in, email me at the same address, the same email address, and you and I can have a conversation, and I'll get you on air, and you can be my panel. Because this is going to be a really good conversation. We're going to have gentlemen, very smart, educated black men, men. They don't all have to be black. But they're going to be men. Now, ladies, if some of y'all want to date them, y'all going to have to do that on your own. I'll get the information, and you find them out, because I can't be no matchmaker now. Oh, that ain't my job. That ain't my call.
That'd be one hell of an episode, though.
Yeah. I think it would be, too. But, you know. So, that's going to happen in June. So, y'all help me out a little bit now. Come on. Just give me a little assistance. I don't want to have to write all these questions. I don't. I want different opinions, and I want a very diverse group of questions from women. So y'all definitely help me out. That's going to be in June. That's coming up soon. So let's get the crack-a-lacking, y'all. Come on. Time is of the essence. And so I'll just hit y'all up. Okay, I'm going to get ready to do. Now, after the show, Sasha going to start doing, made my flesh look, Sasha going to start doing a vlog of Night Talks with Sasha. And we're going to start, we're going to get it done. I'm a little nervous. I'm going to do it. Woo, I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like Riri told me what she's like, do it scared. You better do it.
For real.
You ain't got to talk to me like that. Yes, I do. Do it, bitch. So that's going to be, I'm going to start off doing a vlog of the show after the show. So, and that probably won't happen right after the show, because by the time I get off my show, it's late. It's 11 o'clock. So it'll probably happen the next day, which will be Saturday. And I'll start doing that. So, I'm going to start doing that, and we're going to talk. So if you happen to see my live and you listen to the show and you see my chunky little pretty fat face, first of all, don't be judging me. Judge your mama. Number two, I'm going to go listen to the show so you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
that'll help. That would help.
Yeah, come on now. Y'all, listen to the show.
You don't have to look at me
first and see what I'm talking about. And then you'll be like, what the fuck is she talking about? Let me go listen to what she's talking about. I'm like, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, go do that. So that's going to happen. That's happening soon, so stay tuned. All right, Ms. Gibbs, anything you want to say before we end the night?
Oh, this was fun, educational. Hopefully I'll remember to pronounce these words right, but probably won't.
I'll send them to you.
I still can't say the one that you did send, so I'm not even going to front. When it comes to ACS Magazine, if anybody's, it's especially since May is Mother's Day month, if you have a short story, a poem, or if you want to nominate your mom to why your mom is the best, email me at DeidreGibbs406@gmail.com and let me know why. Because it is my month. I might want to celebrate Mother's Day
in a special way, and your mom might benefit out of it. Just saying.
Ooh.
I don't normally do this. Hey, I'm in a good spirits this year. I turned 51. I never thought I was. I didn't think I was gonna see 19, but I'm turning the big 5-1. So we have that going on, and I will have a special interview sometime in May, but I'm not gonna give out her name yet. I'm just gonna say singer, and I'll let that be the hint until I post that interview. But beyond that, if you have recipes, if you have your mom's favorite, your grandma's favorite recipe that you know is just good and true to the point to where if you do any kind of family function, that has to be at the table and you want to share it, send it. Spread the love. It will not be copyrighted. Nothing will be changed. The way you write your stories, your poetry, I don't change squat. So be prepared. If the way you seen it is how I print it. So that will be, I don't know how to talk. Well, that's how you sent it. I'm not changing. I don't ever change anybody's work.
No, she doesn't.
Because I know when the way that you're saying it and the way that you're writing it, it's coming in a certain way. So me changing, like, this is how correctly said, but that's not how it's meant. So I don't change. I never change a writer's work, ever. I am a writer. I am a poet. You change my work, you're going to get your feelings hurt. So I'm vice versa. I'm not doing it to you. So if any of that interests you, good. Send it.
I will.
You can always check out hpsmagazine.com. You'll know that it's the right one because you'll see a big, fat, black, fat woman's face with dress, with some braids on her head. That's the logo. That's how you're going to know it's me. I'm going to be the cute black one in a red dress.
Yes, very cute.
So check out the site. Better yet, subscribe to the site. I post two posts per day. I don't hit your emails up with junk mail and spam. You get two notifications. There's either going to be poetry. I put comic strips. There are days where it's like, that's one of those posts would be like the old school kind of like from the Sunday newspaper. I do those. Yes. And that's been a good hit, a big hit. I do poetry. What else do I have? I have black history facts. So I put that in the mix. And I put articles that you find things you would think of. And others are like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Or I didn't know that. There's something usually more educational or just reader, just something quick to read. It's a little five-minute little read if that's something that interests you. But there's always going to be recipes. There's going to be comics. There's going to be food. There's going to be black history facts. There's always going to be something in a rotation. But those five are usually going to be in that mix. So it would be so hpsmagazine.com. You get two posts in an email. That's it. That's all you see per day. Per day. That's it. No spam in this contest. No, like I sent. You get two notifications. Sometimes and I don't know. Depending on how you set your email up, you might just get one for the two posts. That's it per day.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to put that on my page on my social media. I'll run the ad on there on my link tree on Instagram.
I'm much appreciated. because yeah, I was like,
no problem.
For me, my subscribers, I look for the quality, not the quantity. I don't care to have 15,000. I'm like, I know I have a chapter of NAACP on that page, so I have to make sure I'm coming on that correctly.
Yeah.
I have other writers. I have other poets. I have people who I'm like, why do I have you on my page? I appreciate it, but I'm like, what the hell on my page that's paying attention to me? So I am always going to try to keep a certain level of integrity to that website. It ain't gonna be no bunch of deals. Even when I do erotica poetry on, and I have done that before, it's still classy.
Mhm. So it should be. Speaking of Mother's Day in May, I'm gonna go to the here in town. I'm going to see how their schedule works, but I'm finally getting an opportunity to do this interview with the ladies of the Cancer Navigators. I tried to do it last year, but it didn't turn out. It didn't work.
Yeah, I think you told me.
I had did a whole interview, but anyway, that's water under the bridge. So I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to try to do it in May. And also they're going to have the Daisy Drop. So the Daisy Drop is where they drop actual daisies in the river in remembrance of those that have transitioned and lost their battle with cancer.
Right.
And also for those that are in a battle for cancer, that they're battling cancer now. So it's a moment of silence. And I'm going to go and I'm going to try to get some pictures and talk to the sponsors, the Cancer Navigators, and hopefully some people there and get just a little information.
Yeah,
do a little story on that.
It's powerful.
Mhm. So that's gonna be in May. So definitely look forward to that. And when I do the Cancer Navigators interview, that interview is going to be done. It's gonna be right there, and so we're gonna go live. So.
That would be a gift for the part.
Mhm. Night Talks with Sasha will go live at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 9 o'clock at night. So that episode will air then. So just stay tuned, and I will post more info as it comes. And that will also be something that I will add to my midweek blog and whatnot. Okay. Just look forward to it. Got a lot to look forward to. All right. So, and follow HPS Magazine, Deidre Gibbs. Like she said, if you got a recipe, poetry, a story, you want it ran, contact her. And get that done. It's going to come. If you want it to look as you wrote it, and it, you see it and it doesn't look right, that's on you, not on her, because she's going to print it just as you write it. So definitely make sure to put your best pen forward when you do it. Okay?
Exactly.
We want you all to look great. And represent yourselves in an excellent way, especially when you're talking about mom. So, all right.
Yes.
I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Night Talks with Sasha.
I want to thank my guest, Ms. Deidre Gibbs, as always, for coming in, having my back, and for being part of a great conversation. Thank you, Ms. Gibbs.
You're so welcome.
And I'm your girl, Natisha Sasha. We'll see you again on another Friday night. Next Friday, again, I'll have me Gibbs from Juicy Peaches. If you're looking for a plus-size SSBBW group that is a community of family, positive, then definitely think about joining Juicy Peaches. Juicy Peaches is it's a great group. You're gonna run into your girl, me.
That's true.
I'm in there. So if you want to see how I act, if you want to know how I act off the air, and if it's the same off the air as it is on the air, come
you
on.
Know it's authentic.
Because you're going to be like, well, damn, look at her. That's right. This is it. This is it, baby.
That's how you know who I am.
Exactly. So definitely think about doing that and get y'all money. We need a little money. Get your money so you can help us help the Lymphedemia and the Lipedemia Warriors and bring this expo to fruition and keep it going for another year on another year. And then the next thing you know, it'll be 10 years. And then every time you turn around, the expo will be here. And you'll be like, damn, she put us on. That's right.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I do. Okay. Love you. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Come back next Friday and do your week. Do what you got to do. And then I'll see you on the 19th. Same time, same place. Okay? All right. Much love. Peace.